Today, the readings have to do with healing and thanksgiving. The God of the universe is a God of love. And the God of love always wants to bring healing to us. This is God's will for us. God is not sitting up in heaven watching us suffer. God is a God of love. So when you and I approach this God, we need to have confidence. God wants to heal us and wants to bring us wholeness, as he did in the first reading to Naaman and to the 10 lepers in the gospel. As we concentrate on healing today, the first thing that we must do is to ask for it. Then we have to believe it. Third, we have to receive it. And fourth, we have to give thanks to God for it. First thing that we must do is to ask for it. And we have to have the right attitude when we're asking for it. And I'm not just talking about physical healing, but mental and spiritual healing as well. All of us have been hurt or are hurting in our lives. And there isn't one of us in some part of our lives that is not in need of healing. But we need to present it to God. And the reason that we need to present it to God is so that he can heal us. God is not interested in healing us so that we can continue in our selfishness. Some people ask for healing for themselves, only that so they can have a longer retirement, or that they can be happier and live lives, their life the way they want. The reason God heals us is so that we can do his will. One of the first persons Jesus healed in his public ministry was the mother-in-law of Peter. And after she was cured, she got up and she served. The reason God healed her was so that God could continue his will through her and bring service to others. When we seek healing from God, that has to be the reason that we're seeking it, so that we can continue to do his will and bring service to others. So when I ask God for healing, I need to make sure that my intention is not a selfish intention. The second thing we have to do is believe that God can heal us. If we don't believe that God has the power to heal, we might not be healed. Last week, Father Burnaby asked us what faith was. Faith is believing. If we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So just imagine what our almighty God can do. But most people do not believe that God can heal. Another thing that can stop you from receiving God's healing is an unforgiving heart. If there is someone whom you have not forgiven, then God cannot forgive you. He cannot heal you. We all have wounds in our lives. And when we focus on ourselves, the devil loves to poke at our wounds, our pain, and bring to surface all the people who have hurt us. I bet everyone here could come up here and tell us of the people who have hurt us. And we can either stay in our pain and remain miserable, or we can forgive. We can forgive them. Again, this is not an option. It is not like, well, if you have a chance, will you forgive this person? No, I'm saying you must forgive this person or be damned. If you were to die right now and still have people you haven't forgiven, automatically you will be damned. And if you don't believe me, what do we say in the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is what God says. This is what we pray every time we pray. God, you forgive me, and I will forgive others. This is an act of the will. This is what we have to do to experience healing, even right now at this Mass. We need to say, Jesus, I forgive them, and I ask you now to forgive them also. And feelings have nothing to do with forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of the will. The last part we come to is thanksgiving. Once we experience the mercy of God, then we are not focused on ourselves anymore. Then we can have this attitude of gratitude. I focus on thanksgiving to God because I have been set free from my pain that I have clung to all my life. Today is time for a new beginning. Today is time for a new life. And it begins when you ask God for healing and continues when you believe that He can do it. Then you receive it by setting other people free by forgiving them. And then when God gives you this healing, then you come to live a life of thanksgiving with the Lord. Las lecturas de hoy son de curar y de dar gracias a Dios. Este Dios del universo es un Dios de amor. Y este Dios de amor siempre quiere curarnos. Esto es la voluntad de Dios. Y tenemos que tener la confianza que Dios nos quiere curar, como curó a Naaman en la primera lectura y como curó a los 10 lepros en el Evangelio. Cuando reflejamos que Dios nos quiere curar, Primero tenemos que preguntarle a Dios que nos cure. Y luego tenemos que creerlo. También tenemos que recibirlo. Y al último tenemos que darle gracias a Dios por curarnos. Primero tenemos que con buen corazón pedirle a Dios que nos cure. Dios no nomás nos cura el espíritu, Él cura el mente y el físico también. Y todos nosotros necesitamos que Dios nos cure. Y por eso tenemos que presentarle a Dios nuestras heridas. Dios no está interesado en curándonos para que tengamos una jubilación más larga o para que estemos más contentos para hacer lo que nosotros queremos. La razón que Dios nos quiere curar es para que nosotros hagamos la voluntad de Dios en nuestras vidas. Una de las primeras personas que Jesús curó en su ministro fue la suegra de Pedro. Y cuando ella fue curada, pronto se levantó y empezó a servir. La razón que Jesús la curó fue que Dios pudiera continuar su voluntad en ella para servir a otros. Cuando buscamos la voluntad de Dios, esta es la razón que lo buscamos. La otra cosa que tenemos que hacer es creer que Dios nos quiere curar. Si tenemos la fe de una semilla de mostaza, podemos mover montañas. Pero mucha gente hoy no cree que Dios puede curar. Otra cosa que amarra las manos a Dios para que nos cure es tener un corazón que no perdona. Todos de nosotros tenemos dolores y heridas. Y cuando nos sirvemos nomás a nosotros mismos, el diablo nos pica nuestras heridas y empezamos a no perdonar a los que los han lastimado. Pero podemos estarnos sufriendo en nuestros dolores por todas nuestras vidas, o podemos perdonar. Tenemos que perdonar, o vamos a estar castigados. Por ejemplo, si murieras ahora y está una persona que no has perdonado, el Señor nos enseña en el Padre Nuestro que tenemos que perdonar. Perdónanos nuestras ofensas como nosotros perdonamos a los que los ofenden. Esto es lo que rezamos. Y emociones no tienen nada que hacer con perdonar. Es una voluntad del corazón de cada uno de nosotros. La última parte es dar gracias a Dios. Ya que experienciamos la misericordia de Dios y ya no los ponemos a nosotros primero, podemos darle toda la atención a Dios. Ahora es el tiempo para comenzar de nuevo. Y esta nueva vida empieza cuando le preguntas a Dios que te cure, y sigue cuando crees que Dios te puede curar. Y luego lo recibes cuando perdonas. entonces Dios te cura y tú mismo llegas a ver una vida de gracia con el Señor.